This is the Cross Conference cast for September 12th, 2010, Urban Farming and Health Class. On this episode, special guest Alex Mendenhall from Swirl Radio joins us to discuss the future of WPS and players behaving badly. As a disclaimer, this podcast mentions the existence of sex, its resulting inflatable body parts, and its awkwardness. Didn't exactly go my way. Hey, this is Joan.
And I'm Ruth, even though I've got a cold.
Yes, she sounds awful. Someone who does not sound awful is our guest. We have Alex from Swirl Radio and from the internet. It's great to have you. This is a little special emergency podcast that we're doing because so much happened this weekend. And we released
it
like three days ago. We recorded and then we release it, and like most of it's totally irrelevant.
We needed to call in a specialist for this podcast, someone that really knows Hope Solo.
We did. We needed someone to just cut away all of the baloney and get to really the heart of what's going on in this league.
The heart of the ridiculousness.
Indeed.
Whoa, that's strong. Sorry.
Well, I'm sorry that you put your fifth of rum in there.
No, it's great. It's like totally clearing my head up. So what are we all drinking right now?
You drinking anything, Alex?
I am so sober right now.
It could be anything. You could be drinking anything. Like water.
Yeah, there's been ones where we've only had water.
Or coffee.
And I think it's showed. I'm having coffee. I'm having iced coffee with really awful stevia. So I don't recommend that. Okay.
Oh, jeez.
You did not know what you were getting into when you
You were like, sure, I'll come on and join this. Spectacular. But you'll soon learn you really got to have something too. And by something, I mean
to pull through.
Alcohol. Yeah. To get through these minutes. Okay. So much happened. We're going to shake it up a little bit. Let's start with the commissioner. These rumors that Tanya Antonucci, is that how you say Antonucci? Oh, I'm awful.
Still better than Mark and Jen.
That's true. Like, it took me a while to figure out who you're talking about. It's like, Mark and Jen, what? Okay. See, that's how badly I want to forget them. I do.
Hey, I liked whoever did yesterday's game.
It was somebody named Dan, right? And then someone else. I couldn't tell.
Right. He sounded just like Mark, except not as special. And she was Kendra of a two-part last name. And I don't remember what it was.
Jolie Pitt?
I think it's like Saint something. Oh. I made that up. I don't know.
Maybe.
I wasn't even watching on television.
Oh, right. You were there for the dancing.
I was there.
You were there. Oh, I didn't even know that. We picked a great person to talk about that. Okay.
I wasn't even thinking of that. But yeah, this is great. Okay, we'll cover the game later. We need to get through the bad news.
Okay. We talked on the last episode about like all the really awful signs that this league is just going down in a dark spiral. And I don't think this... this commissioner news is any helpful. I don't know how you could ever interpret it as a good sign. I don't know. I'm not a sophisticated business thinker. Alex, what do you think about that?
I don't know. I don't think it's necessarily a good sign, but I also feel like they are making room for maybe some new blood that could have some good ideas. I don't know if that's me probably being stupidly optimistic. But I will say that it was quite awkward to see Antonucci at the game last night and have her present the regular season trophy to the Pride, and I'm sitting there going, you're not even, what are you doing here? Like, go away. Like, this is weird. Of course, no one else sitting near me understood why I was having a freak out, so that's why I have you guys.
Well, I don't think it's official yet. Although everyone's talking about it, so if it's on the internet, it's got to be true.
It must be.
Yeah, totally. But, yeah, I guess, you know, even though it's still unofficial, I think it's supposed to, she's supposed to stay on through the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be really interested to see who they're bringing in, I guess. Maybe Hope Solo wants that position since she doesn't want to play anymore.
Yeah, she's overplaying, so maybe she wants a front office job.
Definitely. Jeez. Help the PR.
That would be great. Someone show her. Like, because it seems like we do have to treat her like a child. So if we could, like, be sort of the parents and say, it's like, oh, you want to try it for a little while? Go ahead. See how you like it. See how you like being in charge of this Hope Solo. And then she'll come crying and she'll learn her lesson. And
do we give her the commissioner position or do we give her the COO position?
Well, COO has been taken by that
Fitzgerald.
Other lady.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's W League or WPSL, one of those.
Something like that.
So, boom, you got it. Commissioner Solo. And
then, Commissioner Gordon.
Exactly. Commissioner. Oh. Who would she call in times of distress? Because I feel like Commissioner Gordon sort of didn't have.
I think I'm envisioning her like flashing a puma, like symbol on, like
on the sky.
In the sky.
And then Kelsey Davis will come to her rescue.
Oh dear.
Yeah. Rapinoe's hair will.
she would enjoy that. Rapinoe would enjoy wearing a cape, I think. For a week. So, those rumors are there. It's not great. I mean, I don't know that rumors are ever good in terms of a league. There's never like, I heard a rumor that we're going to get $1 billion from somebody. It's like, you're never going to hear the happy rumors, but, there's also the news that the Rochester, /Buffalo team was approved, for
yes.
The expansion team for next year. And that's, I guess that's sort of positive, though. I mean, we had two expansion teams this year, and we lost two teams anyway. Ruth, your opinion on expansion teams?
I don't know. I mean, I want one out west, but I like that this one is, you know, so close to the border. Maybe we'll be able to fudge something with the Canadians as internationals or not internationals. That would be really nice.
Alex, what are your thoughts on this Rochester team?
My only Rochester Buffalo comment is how soon will they get Abby Wambach and is Sarah Huffman going with? That's all I have to say.
That's very true. I mean, it would be, I know before the WPS was created that there was a lot of talk about when a league would come, if Rochester would get a team, one, and then like Abby Wambach was like, yeah, I'd love to play in my hometown, etc. But she's such a franchise player for the Freedom, as is Sarah Huffman. Like, separately, they are both franchise players.
Right.
Like, not discussing anything as a duo.
Not together.
But separately, individually, they are both franchise players. And that, it would be interesting to see. I think she would, if the league sticks around, she will eventually move there. If that team also sticks around. But I don't know how long it would take.
Yeah.
They'll probably get Kelly Parker. The Canadian.
Okay. Like,
jeez.
Sorry. I don't know. I guess I haven't had enough rum today. I don't do enough Canadians.
I haven't had that much yet. It's cooling off.
She's not from Quebec, so I don't know her. I just know all the Quebec people. The Quebecois. Who are lovely people, by the way. So that's like the, you know, like outside of the game news. So there were three games yesterday. Good God. Who put me in charge of this?
Do you want me to lead? I can lead.
You can lead. Such okay. We have the playoff picture. We have we sort of had it before, but now it's definite. And it went up to the last week, which is kind of exciting, you know? If you care about any of those teams, which you guys do. So I'm sure it was exciting for you. So it's the first playoff game will be DC Philly. And then the winner of that will play Boston. And then Boston will play FC Gold Pride. I know I'm just sort of implying that Boston will definitely beat whoever comes to town for them. But Boston will definitely beat them. How did you guys feel about the different games? Which Alex, you saw the FC Gold Pride Philly game. What were your impressions of that?
Well, let's see where to start. Oh, okay, Kelly O'Hara. She has been frustrating me a lot this season because I saw her at Stanford several times last year, and I felt like every 2 seconds she was scoring. And this season, it's like, oh, you're there, you're gonna do it. No, okay. And so finally, yesterday, she scored two, and then she hurt herself, but we'll talk about that later. I don't know. I think, you know, the Pride, a lot of people love to hate them and make fun of me for liking them, but they're good. They're a good team, and I think that they really can pull it off, but I'm superstitious, so I'm not going to say anything for sure.
Right, you're just going to wear your Stanford gear for the game.
Mm-hmm.
No. Oh, maybe you shouldn't, given how last year went. Bad idea.
Don't do it.
I don't know. Do people really hate FC Gold? Like, I am sort of, I'm irritated at the league in general that it's that easy for, you know, a team to be sort of like the worst team, and then all of a sudden you're the best because you had some money. You got Marta.
Yeah.
And then you had some other money too.
I think even if they didn't have Marta, they'd be a really very much improved team this year. I mean, the rookies they brought in, seriously, I keep carping about this, but they have so much history together. They've been playing together since, 2004, 2005? They did all that, the youth national team stuff together. And then a lot of them played together in college.
I agree.
That's very true. And I say they would be improved, but I think Marta, besides just being individually a very good player, like, the idea of having Marta, everyone else is going to step up too. Mm-hmm. So if they didn't, I'd like, they might be a little bit more improved, but they wouldn't be where they are right now without Marta. I'm just going to say that.
Yeah, they wouldn't be as dominant as they are without Marta.
Yeah, no.
Okay, Boston visited Sky Blue FC, and there was a, goalless draw. And so that's unsurprising that Sky Blue FC has a goalless draw, which means Boston remains in second place. And it also meant that DC comfortably slid into the fourth place playoff spot.
Which was rigged.
Which was obviously rigged. It was a conspiracy because the league definitely wants DC to be in the playoffs because
the league is organized enough to rig a whole season.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess DC won 2-1 over Atlanta. And I didn't see that game. I mean, I saw the FC Gold Pride. Yeah, I saw the toots post game. Hope so. I guess we could just segue right into what's on soap. Hope the soap.
Soap.
Polos.
Hope Solo's.
Yeah. Hope Solo's, you know, what's on her mind grapes. to she
Wait, like, that wasn't a 2-1 game. That was a 1-0 game.
Was it?
Two of those goals were called off.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
That was part of the complaining. They would have lost, but they wouldn't have been shut out.
Ah, I see. because they don't typically get shut out, Atlanta. No.
Oh, no.
They're just pouring in the goals. Hope Solo had just a series, like many, many tweets about the refereeing and how awful it was and how we should pull this up just to specifically read them.
I have it pulled up because I was worried she was going to delete it last night and then she went and added to it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Like maybe, yeah, she would have a change of heart, but no. No, she just kept going.
This morning.
She's been doing, like we've said on the past, like, three episodes. Boy, she just keeps going with the tweeting and the complaining. Let's see. Goal taken away with no expression. Control of the players. Nice spin. Ugh. And she just sounds like a really whiny child in a grocery store. And I think if you just ignore her, that maybe she'll stop. Because it's like, oh, nobody's paying attention to me. And maybe I'll just, after a while, just let it run. Run its course. And then it'll be done. Alex, what are your perspective on these toots?
Well, I think in the past, I was willing to sort of give her the benefit of the doubt because it was funny. Like, it was just like, oh, Hope's having another meltdown. It still is funny. But now, like, now she's really starting to bother me. And that's saying a lot if you know anything about me. Like, I will...
It's like saying Kelly O'Hara bothers you.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's... It's hardcore. But it's just like, what are you even talking about? Like, Atlanta had... No chance. Like, were you somehow secretly playing for Sky Blue FC to get them into the playoffs? Like, I don't understand that logic. Who cares if the league wanted DC to win? They were going to win anyway. It was going to happen. Like, it was inevitable. And it's just shut up. Like, just shut up. You're driving me crazy.
Well, I think isn't that what, like, that's kind of what Kat Whitehill said to her.
Yeah, on the Twitter, Kat responded.
Yes. Like, thank you, Kat Whitehill. You're adorable. and also very correct. Like, if you're going to keep being bitter about it, then, you know, casual fans or even, you know, hardcore fans are just going to be like, whoa, what is up with this chick? I don't want to deal with this anymore. And they're going to go watch the WNBA. I don't know if they tweet the WNBA. I don't know.
Because they hate themselves. No. No. I shouldn't talk bad about the wonderful basketball. No. I definitely agree with you there. Because I was saying to Ruth, like, I try to be as fair as possible with Hope Solo. But it's like, honey, just... Oh, God, give it a rest. Like, the referees, people keep complaining about the referees. And, yeah, they suck. But it's like, what secret warehouse of referees do you think that the league has? Or any league? Like, what?
Exactly.
What, imagine it, like, where are these really great referees going to come from? Like, do you, okay, so you want to institute some sort of, like, form of punishment if the referees, you know, suck or something? It's like, I don't get it.
It's part of the game. I mean, referees are terrible no matter what. And her whole freak out about the league, I read it this morning. I forget who made the point. But the refs are controlled by the Federation, not by the league. So again, just shut up. Like, you don't know what you're talking about. Statistics.
Statistically speaking, at least 90% of these refs are bad.
Do some short statistics on what percentage of Hope Solo's tweets are like complaining. Like, oh God, just how do you pronounce her name? Elise Lehu, like, from Chicago Red Stars, one of the their player person, but you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
She mentioned something like, "What? This is why it's so beneficial for players to have social media training." And I know the Red Stars do, and it kind of shows now. You're like, okay, so they're keeping it under control. They're delightful. There's delightful pictures of both their children and their hair, and people sleeping. It's really the greatest. Like,
well, and media training doesn't stop them from commenting on the games. Like, Spilger has said multiple times on her blog that she doesn't agree with the cards she's gotten, and she takes issue with the reffing, but she doesn't serial tweet about it, and she doesn't make a huge stink out of it. She just, you know, it just happens to show up in the blog sometimes.
Well, that she knows, though, because the blog is too long that people are not going to read it. So
she's tricky, cunning.
But yeah, well, I mean,
That's how she got into Stanford.
Yeah, she tricked them. She said some things that like would be just as controversial as some of the things that Hope Solo said, but she put it in her blog around, you know, I'm saving the environment. These referees suck. Like, that's like, and people are sort of distracted by the, oh God, the water bottle thing again, sort of thing to really read the part about, how Abby Wambach's a diver.
Like, buy black and white laces. Get glasses for the refs.
Yeah. There was another interesting toot that is now gone. Christy Rampone, after the game, somehow put on her Twitter, "Free at last." And there were several exclamation points behind that. And I don't know what it was in reference to. I, like, since it was right after the game, I assume it's about the game, but it's like, are you talking about the season? Are you talking about the league? It's kind of, it's a little bit fun to speculate, and you wouldn't expect that sort of thing from her.
Yeah. I think that's what shocks me the most about Rampone's. I mean, she's had a few other grumpy tweets, or toots as you call them. And like, why you, like, really, you're Christy Rampone, you're well respected, and what are you doing?
Right, like, she's the kind of person that could go out and kick ass and take names and people would apologize, whereas Hope Solo would go out and kick ass and not take names and people would go file a police report. Like, like, it's a big deal when Rampone, you know, decides not to kick ass and goes complaining instead.
Indeed. and the Sky Blue FC thing kind of made me think that, like, Hope Solo's complaint about maybe the match being fixed or whatever was, like, extra unfounded, because last year we had that wonderful Cinderella story. It's like, why wouldn't they want, you know, another underdog? Like, nothing she says makes sense. It's like, just... Oh. She, what was I saying before? She needs a hobby. She needs like a hobby outside of soccer. Like, I'm not saying that to be dismissive. I think a hobby would really benefit, like, would be really helpful to her. Like,
a hobby that's away from the internet.
Like, yeah.
Maybe,
like,
if maybe
she could take up
hiking.
Scrapbooking. Or, cross stitch. Or something to do with her hands and her brain that she could really, like, She could get out a little bit of the, like, the pent up frustration and create some crafts and, you know,
give back to the community.
Yeah, quilting.
Yes,
or something.
Maybe start a community garden, I think, would be good for her.
Yeah, if she could do some urban farming, you know, get some goats in there. You know, what, chard is a really easy plant to grow. And it's, you know, it's delicious. You can freeze it. And it gives you a lot of vitamins. So
she's down south. She could grow peaches.
Hope Solo urban farming. Now I'm picturing her in some overalls and some of those tall boots, like for like for milking cows, the rubber boots. And she's got a straw hat on, and you know what, she's got like kind of a farmer's tan, and she looks happy. Here in my head, as an urban farmer,
a red and black flannel shirt. Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think she owns one of those. Actually, don't ask how I know that.
Okay, so we mentioned Kelly O'Hara getting like injured a little bit. She's getting an MRI, Ruth.
Why is this under Hope Solo's quitting? But yes,
you put it there.
I'm sick.
And drunk.
No, I'm not drunk yet. I'm probably not gonna get there either because I'm not making much.
So she like what I saw on the television was that she hit she cut a ball to her left foot and then she hit it, but then it got blocked or something, and that's what injured her quad or something. And then she came out on crutches, which is not so great a sign. But, you know, there's always time to heal. But, I mean, FC Gold Pride has those 2 weeks off.
Right. As long as it's just something little.
Yeah.
I mean, she walked off on her own. So it wasn't, I'm thinking it's not an ACL tear, which, knock on wood.
Oh no! It seemed like a muscle issue. And Lohman had to be taken out. did she injure her hair?
No, I think it might have broken her fall. Broken
her. Softened the blow. that game, it was kind of hard to watch the Philly team because they all looked individually very frustrated.
They Lindsay, were so Rodriguez, grumpy.
They were kind of like Nikki Krizik, like the look on her face. She was about to do like a throw in. I was like, I've never seen her look like that.
Maybe that's what she looked like in Russia.
No, she looked sad. No, everyone was crying in Russia. There were tears. It was just crying.
Did like, did you notice how many 2006 U20s were on the field for that game? I think all of them.
I try not to think about the 2006 U20s. I know that's one of your favorites. Alex, if you don't know, we've chosen our 2000 U20 U19 teams, and mine's definitely 2004, and Ruth's definitely is 2006. Which one's yours?
I don't know. Not this year.
Not this year.
You can have 2008. That was a good year.
2002 was really nice.
Yes, it was. But 2008 had Keelan, so there.
And Lauren Fuchs.
Okay, why don't we take a little break, and then we'll jump back into just short, and then Alex can go. So we'll be right back with the Cross Conference Cast. Back with the Cross Conference Cast. I'm Joan.
And I'm Ruth.
And we still have Alex.
I'm still here.
Alex from Swirl Radio. It's hard to say your Twitter handle. I'm just going to. It's Ag Mendenhall. Is that how you.
A G Mendenhall is what I would say.
A G Mendenhall. A.G. Mendenhall. But if you're like me, you'd say Egg Mendenhall.
So you're Norwegian, huh?
It just kind of sounds like a building for agriculture, like that was called like Menden, and people were like, "Oh, I'm gonna call this the Ag Menden Hall." Sorry, that's awful. It's probably offensive to you.
Not at all.
Okay, so there was a little bit of news coming out of Australia, sort of that Washington Freedom. Is she forward?
She's injured, yes. So she's in.
She's injured. Washington.
She's broken. Freedom,
Washington Freedom developmental player, Lisa Devana, had some trouble on Facebook. She had some sort of risque photographs on the Book of Faces, but she was also friends with maybe some younger fans, I guess. Of
That sounds dirty.
Soccer ruse. No.
This is even Matilda's. Worse than what Northwestern did.
Matilda's.
That's going way back.
Yeah, that is go. Was that 2004? Doesn't matter. Anyway, Lisa Devana. she had some pictures that the mother of this young fan was kind of displeased with, and it seemed that. Was it the Australian Federation or was it the Washington Freedom that made her take these pictures down?
It was the Australian Federation.
We talk a lot about the social media angle of this, and you know, it's going to happen when you have young people who are slightly irresponsible and naive about security on the internet. That, you know, these things are going to creep up. I don't know about how I feel about like forcing people to take stuff down, but what are your thoughts on this, Alex? Are you still there?
She's
I want to know how you feel about inflatable penises. Basically.
You want to know how I feel about inflatable? Well, I'm just confused. I think about this whole situation. Like it's 2010. I don't know. When did Facebook get to Australia? Like, yesterday? Does she not know that there's privacy settings? I'm just... I don't understand. Like, come on. I think she's 25 or something. Whatever. You should be smarter than this. But at the same time, I do find myself... I can't even speak. This mother of this 13-year-old girl that found pictures, it's like, just, okay... I don't think your kid's going to need therapy for the rest of her life. And if she does, then...
She's clearly gay.
Build the Australian Federation. Like, just get over it, you know? So, I don't know. Like, I feel like we shouldn't even be having to have this discussion because Devana should have been smarter. But at the same time, like, I think it's kind of, stop freaking out. You're from Australia. Aren't they crazy down there? I don't know.
Yeah, didn't they put out a nude calendar like a while back? Don't they generally photograph their Olympic athletes in the nude? Like, I think that's you know, if you've made it as an athlete, you've got nude pictures. And Devana's not nude; she's just holding an inflatable penis or something.
I haven't seen the pictures.
Isn't it better to learn to do sex ed that way than to, you know, have your 13-year-old run up to you and say, "Oh, I saw a real penis. Someone, you know, whipped it out at me," and, you know, have to explain that to her.
What does that do? That's
Wouldn't you rather have it come from a safer source, like a pro athlete?
Now I just got another vision here. Another vision of women's professional soccer players explaining reproduction to children. this is the flash I got. This is what America needs. Sex sells. You know, the league needs attention. And these are educated women. They're all college graduates for the most part. Except for these foreigners. that, you know, they're not dummies.
Some I'm a little worried about Ramona Bachman, though. I mean, has she seen an inflated penis before? Has she been educated?
Not for everyone. Hear me out. This is not for everyone. You know, this is not like not every single player.
Let's say
is going
21
to
and over.
Yeah. Which eliminates at least one player in the league.
I mean,
Ramona Bachman.
Yeah. Imagine like, you know, you have someone who stands up straight and can dress themselves, come to your school. And Casey Nogueira tells your kids how babies are made.
Oh, I
no. Here are my national championships, and here is a phallus.
it could go really well. Like, you have some very expressive, articulate people. Natalie Spilger I'm sure she'd be both.
It's organic.
It's very green. It's a green activity. It is not like riding motorcycles or anything. It's a green activity, making children. it could go well that way, or you could have sort of the opposite end of the coin, and you can have something just like you could have Christine Sinclair. And
she would just stand there and look at the children with puppy dog eyes.
It would be awkward, but it would express the kind of awkwardness that sex sometimes has. Like, it would just, like, kids need to know, you know? Kids, like, they need, like, we're not, there's no bullshitting. This is, like, sex is really awkward. This is an awkward time for you, and we're going to have somebody awkward tell you about it.
You had better not edit this down too much.
This is all going. I'm sorry. This is not. This is really going to make players want to come on this show, isn't it?
Wow. Can I make a semi-valid point?
Can you? Is there a semi-valid point?
I don't know. Is there such a thing? During the World Cup, we had the, was it Vanity Fair or Vogue or something, had several male athletes, soccer players, you know, Didier Drogba, Landon Donovan, in their underwear.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It was all, Vanity Fair. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. Totally sex sells. And I remember looking at that magazine, reading the articles, and going, any chance in hell that Maxim is going to do something like this come 2011? Probably not.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know, like, would that be beneficial? You would get, if you had Hope Solo, Heather Mitz, Heather Mitz, you're going to be at home. But, you know, like, certainly some men will pay attention. Certainly some ladies will pay attention. So I don't know, like.
Yes.
You know, like having this be on Facebook, obviously, you know, that's probably wasn't very smart. But if you're doing it in a magazine, does that make it okay? I don't know. Or like we said, in a calendar that you're going to sell to everyone.
Yeah, like I mean, there are some good looking ladies in the WPS, it wouldn't hurt, like. It's awful to just leave it that way, but it's like, you know, it doesn't hurt. I don't think. I kept hearing the screams of small children on the TV during FC Gold Pride, during that FC Gold Pride game, and I thought, this is not a sustainable
business. No, that was me.
Business. That was you. Like just the shrieks, and I'm like, this is not a sustainable business model. Like, these kids, they're gonna grow up, you know, eventually they're gonna stop liking Justin Bieber, and eventually they're gonna maybe stop playing soccer.
Well, and if you give it to them now, they're gonna think, okay, when I grow up, I'll grow out of this and grow into the men's game, follow the men's game. Like, right. No, you wanna target people that are making the money, and not just their children. Although I think if you have players doing sex ed for the children, then that totally changes things. But all in all, like, why not have a WPS calendar? Not nude. I'm not talking nude, but like, you know, just have them in some gear or something. They don't even have to be in the kits, which are admittedly problematic at times. But like, you know, throw on a nice hoodie, pair of sweats. It's all good.
Throw in a puppy, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, players and pets.
I know who January is.
Let's take another little break, and then we'll quickly run through NCAA. So we'll be right back with the Cross Country Cast. So, we're back with the Cross Conference Cast. I'm Joan.
And I'm Ruth.
And Alex is still with us, though. She is on her way out. Thank you so much, Alex, for being a part of this today. Alex, once again, is from Swirl Radio. And we'll definitely put the links in the show notes. Is there any other place that people can find you?
Twitter. All over Twitter. AG Mendenhall or Ag Mendenhall. Whichever you prefer.
All right, well, thank you so much, Alex.
Thank you. It's been lovely, as always, ladies.
Enjoy your lunch.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the NCAA. There's been a few games. Portland is about to play Penn State in Portland right now, but they played Rutgers on Friday. They finally scored in the first half, but then immediately almost conceded a goal because Aaron Dees, our goalkeeper, kind of like just sort of kicked the ball to an oncoming Rutgers player. But thankfully, Portland pulled out a win, so they won 2-1. That was a hard game to watch. Like I would stop watching because I got superstitious. I'm like, no, if I watch, they won't do as good. But they're continuing on undefeated, and that's I'm pretty happy about that. And my other team, the UC Irvine Anteaters, tied Pepperdine 1-1 in double overtime. Why they keep doing overtimes is just beyond me. But my favorite player didn't play, so I can't really say anything about that. Ruth, you want to talk about UCLA?
Yeah, UCLA beat Notre Dame by one goal. It was a late goal. And I guess that's sort of considered an upset. Notre Dame is ranked third or fourth, or, you know, depending on what rankings you look at. UCLA is definitely not doing that well. So that's kind of a big deal. But Notre Dame won their game today. Who did they play? At the top of my head, I can't remember because I have a cold. Loyola Marymount. So one of our favorite West Coast Conference teams. No, they're not.
We don't really care about them. They're the Lions, right?
Yeah. They have pretty colors, and they have a good basketball photographer.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. So there. There's other upsets. Brown Community College beat Monmouth. Miami, they're an ACC team, beat West Virginia, one of the top Big East teams. Boston University is still on a roll, beat William & Mary, who's, you know, for one of those mid-major schools has put in a really good season so far. But Boston is really... really coasting on Lisa Kevorkian and her goals, her assists. She played for Cal the past few years, and then she had extra eligibility for when she was a grad student, so she took it out to Boston. Really proud of her. Really happy with her. She was a lot of fun at Cal. Today, I think it was today, Villanova beat Wake Forest. I don't think Nova's ranked, and Wake Forest is, so that's kind of big, maybe. And in non-upset news, Washington beat Penn State, but since Penn State is sucking all season, that doesn't mean anything. Do you have anything to add? Are there any more results today? I haven't looked at today's results because we've been recording.
No, but I'm sure we can talk about them next time we record.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. When we have another surprise guest who we make download Skype and then come on the show.
We really appreciate that.
Yeah. So, do we have any other announcements? I don't think we do. Thanks again to Alex for coming on the show on such short notice. It was fun. We decided to have a little bit of fun for our podcast.
Because otherwise it would have been a lot of whining and complaining.
It would have been very negative. She's a lot more positive than we are. We're just...
We're downers. Maybe we need her to come on more regularly.
Some sunshine. She is from the West Coast, so that probably explains it. Like,
probably not raining there. Well, it's raining out here.
Midwestern and East Coast kind of negativity. Things are awful sort of thing.
East of the Rockies and west of the rest. Yes. It's a good song.
Exactly. Okay. So that's it. You can find us at crossconference.com. Send us an email, crossconference@gmail.com, or hit us up on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is crossconference. So until next time, which will probably be a few days from now, you know, take it easy.
No, let's get out of here.
Yes. Não consigo me entender porque eu sinto falta, mas já não sei mais do que. Se eu te amei foi de verdade, se chorei foi de saudade, foi saudade de você. Se eu te amei foi de verdade, se chorei foi de saudade, foi saudade de você. Eu quero viver mais uns 100 anos pra reparar os danos e um dia te encontrar por aí. Deixa eu fazer parte dos seus planos pra consertar enganos. É que eu tô aqui. Well, no, it couldn't be from you. There was no way you'd be anywhere near an inflatable penis. is that what it was? Did I read that right, or did I make that up?
Yeah. No, it was.
Giant inflatable cock. Like from The Office. You could just say, oh, I was reenacting scenes from The Office. And that wouldn't be... People need to get over it. You know, in life you're going to find the giant inflatable penises and you're going to want to take a picture.
Don't wait. Don't you want to save this for the podcast?
I can add it in later. No. Se eu te amei foi de verdade, se chorei foi de saudade.